Over the past two decades, nearly everything about going to school in Detroit has changed. School choice has meant an explosion of charters in and around the city. Now more Detroit kids attend charters than traditional public schools. As for Detroit public schools, the district has been under some kind of state control for 12 out of the past 15 years. Despite these changes, most people feel like the school situation in the city has gotten worse, not better.
I was a single mom raising four kids in the city of Detroit and have seen and lived firsthand the devastating effects on our children of the decisions of many people, most of who are from outside of our city, have made about education for our children.
That's Angela Reyes. She's now head of the Detroit Hispanic Development Corporation. She's also a co-chair of the Coalition for the Future of Detroit School Children. That's a new group with a large and diverse membership. It includes people from education, nonprofit, business, and labor circles. Skillman Foundation CEO Tanya Allen, another co-chair, says the group's task is nothing less than coming up with recommendations for a top-to-bottom radical overhaul of all Detroit schools.
We want to inform everybody about what needs to happen at a policy level as well as a practice level to improve schools for children.
The coalition is still in the fact-finding stage. Allen says it's pledged to provide Governor Snyder with recommendations by the end of March, and Snyder has said he plans to move on them soon after that. But the coalition isn't Snyder's only source of advice for broad education reforms in Detroit and beyond. Right now, Paul Pastorek is serving as a kind of at-will consultant to the Snyder administration. Pastorek is best known as the former state superintendent of schools in Louisiana and for completely remaking New Orleans schools in the wake of Hurricane Katrina.
When he was in Louisiana, he promoted charter schools extensively. He promoted privatization of the public schools. And he also promoted increased accountability.
That's Western Michigan University education professor Gary Miron. During Pastorek's reign, the traditional public school system in New Orleans basically ceased to exist. It was replaced by what's broadly known as a portfolio model, a collection of largely independent, mostly charter schools run by a single coordinating manager. Some big players in Detroit education circles have suggested this is a natural model for Detroit, where many parents have already embraced the notion of school choice, but where a lack of coordination and quality control have sprung up as big problems. But the portfolio model has its critics. Among them is Thomas Pedroni, an associate professor of education at Wayne State University.
We in Detroit are just now pushing for a model that has not withstood either empirical research validation or support from the general public where it's being tried.
The fact is that the data on New Orleans schools' post-Katrina performance has been murky. Still, it's widely expected that something resembling the New Orleans model will end up before Snyder, and there have been strong hints that whatever ends up being tried in Detroit could serve as a template for other systems around the state. Dave Murray is a spokesman for the governor.
If something is a fantastic turnaround method, other people certainly could take a look at it and say, is this a right fit for my community as well?
Whatever the case, it's clear that Detroit will continue to serve as the main laboratory for sweeping educational change in Michigan. Depending on your point of view, that means an exciting hotbed of innovation that can only improve outcomes for kids. Or it's just another round of experiments on children that have already suffered enough of them. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.